This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening, and this is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sean Grassy. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight, our top stories are about surviving finals week and the meaning of Christmas. Later, we'll hear from our station manager, Katie Pugh, with a politics this week update and the forecast for the weekend. Finals begins at King's next week. While we're all looking forward to the upcoming break, most people are dreading the cumulative exams and papers. WRKC's Nicole Sipperidge shares tips and tricks on how to survive finals week.
The last 2 weeks of the semester are bittersweet. Despite winter break being right around the corner, students must make it over the last hurdle, finals week. Between classes, group projects, tests, and of course studying for their final exams, students find themselves feeling hopelessly overwhelmed. The stress that accompanies the chaotic nature of finals week can make even the best student freak out. That is why I went around and asked King students how they manage the stress of finals week and what you can do to make it to winter break. From stress eating to sleeping in the library, King students seem to have some unconventional tips to survive. Mia Dardinelli, a junior here at King's, offers several tips that help her from losing it before and during finals week.
So during finals week, you should eat a lot of food because, you know, stress eating, and then find some study groups and space out the studying.
Junior mass communication student Carly Kioski suggests preparing for finals week in advance in order to minimize stress during finals week itself.
Get all your Netflix watching in this week since you won't have any time next week. Do something spontaneous this weekend. Get a lot of sleep. Invest in a Dunkin' gift card for lots of coffee. I make a killer playlist to study to with a lot of throwback and motivational songs to keep me motivated to want to study and do work.
Senior Ian Hogan feels that quality sleep and studying can both be achieved in the library with a little planning.
Bring snacks and a pillow to the library, because if you just stay there all day and you have everything you need, like, you get the most studying done, and you can take naps during the in the library, and you can spend as much time studying as you possibly can without distractions.
Matt Ragsdale suggests working on one class's material at a time rather than all at once in order to reduce stress associated with studying and maximize the efficiency of studying for each individual subject.
I would say try to work through one subject at a time rather than all at once, because once you start clogging up your to-do list with every subject every single time, then you're just going to get overwhelmed. So work through one subject at a time till you master it, go to the next, and definitely space it out. Don't wait till the last minute.
Some tips seem more obvious than others, but following through with them is easier said than done. Carrie Carbaugh finds that the basics work perfectly fine for her and suggests that everyone practice these tips for making it through finals week in one piece.
I think it's very important to find a quiet place to study, whether that's the library or just a classroom that nobody's in, because it's hard to study if you have noisy roommates or people are noisy in the hallway, and it makes it easier to focus. I also think it's important to plan out your schedule, whether that means taking a checklist or just like writing down everything you have to do, maybe prioritizing, right, what needs to get done first, what can get done, what doesn't have to get done. Things like that. And I also think it's important to eat healthy and get plenty of rest. Even though you may be stressed and think you don't have time for sleep, sleep is very important.
Reporting for WRKC News at 5, this is Nicole Sipperidge.
Christmas is right around the corner. With all the advertisements, new electronics, and toys, it's easy for people to lose sight of the holiday's intentions. WRKC Madison Ziemba has a story to remind us all the true meaning of Christmas.
It's officially December, which means people are tuning into that Christmas music and maxing out their credit cards. All in Christmas spirit, right? During this hectic time of year, we get so caught up in the spending and the elaborate decorations that we lose the true meaning of Christmas. We have all heard the story of Christmas, but as a refresher, we sat down with
Father Jared Waugh, Associate Campus Minister here at King's College,
to remind us of how this holiday originated.
We celebrate Christmas. It means the Mass of Christ, Christmas, to celebrate what God has done for us and that Jesus truly is the greatest gift that any of us could ever receive. And it sounds so obvious whenever we think about it that way. Basically, what we celebrate whenever we celebrate Christmas together with our friends and family and with our church family is to remember that God came to the world to give us the gift of eternal life.
This story reminds us of the true meaning of Christmas. It's not about the gifts and the overspending, not about decking the halls, or even Santa Claus. It's about family and celebrating with the people you love.
Father Jared Watt
tells us more about the true meaning of Christmas.
Any gift that we give is a reflection of the greater gifts that we have received, the gift of life, the gift of family, and most of all, the gift of salvation, the offer of eternal life. And to remember that Jesus came very humbly. He was born of poor family in a place that most of us wouldn't think looked like a great place to celebrate much of anything. There in that manger, in that very humble setting, God started the greatest work that has ever been done in history.
Some of you might be wondering what you should be doing with your time to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. Along with sharing this time with ones that you love,
Father Jared Watt
has some more suggestions.
Remember that there can be a deeper meaning infused into them. So for example, you can think about the Christmas tree. The reason that we have a Christmas tree that's of some kind of evergreen family is because still alive, even in winter, is a sign of eternal life. And then also to think about things like the Advent wreath or your nativity scene, not to simply decorate, but maybe to take a moment of prayer and remember why we put those things up and what they stand for.
So next time you're out shopping for Christmas gifts, stop and think about what could be a better use of your time, or even give that person ringing that bell a little time out of your day and some money out of your wallet. This is the time of year for giving, and we all need to be reminded of that.
We love being part of your celebrations here, especially during this time of Advent. Know that, you know, the entire King's community, students, faculty, staff, alumni, community members are in our prayers, all of the priests and ministers here at Campus Ministry, and Merry Christmas.
For WRKC's News at 5, I'm Madison Ziempa wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Coming up next, we'll get a Politics This Week update, followed by the weather.
Hey, I'm Jay DeMarcus.
I'm Gary LaVox.
And I'm Joe Don Rooney.
And we're Rascal Flatts.
Music has always been a huge part of our lives. It's something we started pursuing as kids and never gave up on. It took a lot of hard work and dedication, but it's paid off. Music has allowed us to travel around the world and share some very unique experiences. So don't let anyone tell you your dreams aren't possible. Because you know what? They are. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Listen to The Alt-Left live every Tuesday at 5 on WRKC 88.5 Wilkes-Barre. The Alt-Left combines the best alternative music with in-depth political commentary. Suggest topics by emailing Catherine Pugh at kings.edu. And get informed before you get fired up.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5. WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
You are listening to Politics This Week on 88.5 WRKC. I'm your station manager, Katie Pugh. Senator Al Franken, a Democrat from Minnesota and former Saturday Night Live star, has announced that he will be resigning from his position in the coming weeks after photos and complaints surfaced alleging inappropriate contact with an actress. Republican Representative Trent Franks also announced today that his resignation would be immediate instead of effective in January over his alleged sexual harassment complaints. Franks is facing an ethics investigation over the alleged sexual harassment, which, according to the Washington Post, concerned his discussion of surrogacy with two previous female subordinates, making each feel uncomfortable. The Post reports that he asked staffers, who worked with him at the time but since left his office, if they would serve as a surrogate mother for his child. Eyes are still trained on Alabama senatorial candidate Roy Moore, however, and his combination of alleged and admitted sexual misconduct with minors, especially after the GOP National Committee and President Donald Trump re-expressed their support for Moore. Moore claims he did no wrong by supposedly dating high school girls while in his 30s, and that this was the cultural norm in Alabama. He also argues that he had parental consent to date the victims. The Washington Post reports that, for the first time in decades, a Democrat, Doug Jones, is within reach of taking the Alabama Senate race, which would be a massive victory for Democrats with a razor-thin Republican edge in the Senate, with major votes typically require a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Mike Pence. Pollster Group 538 reports that Jones is within the margin of error for recent polls to win the election in a neck-and-neck race as Roy Moore continues to lose popularity. Unpredictable voter turnout numbers of the off-season election make any predictions difficult, however. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals is currently hearing arguments en banc for and against the president's executive order to ban travel from select Muslim-majority countries. According to Politico, the court is questioning heavily the president's recent anti-Muslim tweets. The president retweeted videos produced by a British national anti-Muslim group. And finally, new court filings reveal special counsel Robert Mueller's breadth of investigation into former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort. Politico reports that thousands of documents and dozens of devices were seized from 15 search warrants in relation to the Russia probe. Prosecutors are turning over 400,000 documents to the defense in the discovery phase of the trial. And this has been Politics This Week for the WRKC News at 5. I'm station manager Katie Pugh.
And now the weather. Tonight will be cloudy with a low of 25. Tomorrow, expect snow with a high of 34. And Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high of 37. The 21st annual Breakfast with Santa will take place tomorrow on the third floor of the Campus Center between 10 a.m. and noon. The cost for ages 11 and up will be $10. Ages 3 to 10 will be $5. And children under 2 and under will be free. On Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on the third floor of the Campus Center, there will be a stressless holiday event that includes therapy dogs, baked goods, stress management strategies, and a showing of Elf. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Sean Grassi. Have a festive and ferocious Friday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.